In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days, you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Our existence gains meaning when we embrace the beauty of our imperfections, realizing that within them lies the essence of our humanity. Roxy Nafusi. Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, friends, enemies, lovers, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a good day and the day you deserve. Welcome back to the podcast. Hey, this is Stuart. Now, first of all, I want to apologize in advance. My little kitten is purring on my legs, so if it does get caught up by the audio, I do apologize. Unless you like the sound of purring, then I intentionally did this. But welcome back, guys, dear listeners. In this journey of mental health, personal growth, and our pursuit for genuine happiness, today's episode, I would like to talk about the exciting and existentially dreadful paradox that is our existence. While we may be mere specks in this vast cosmos, our pursuit for true happiness and contentment holds immeasurable. The value in this tapestry of our life, in the tapestry of humanity. What is the significance of inconsequentiality, or embracing the happiness of our existence? So, let's navigate this paradox. How do we as individuals seem so minuscule in the grand scheme of life, and yet hold an immeasurable amount of significance in the fabric of humanity? I often reference Mel Robbins, Tony Robbins, Simon Sinek, Brianna Wiest, Roxy Nafusi, how intricately they explore the essence of true happiness and the existence, and how that has a profound impact on not only our lives, but those around us, and how illuminating our pursuit for genuine happiness resonates deeply with the collective of humanity. The more we shine with a true, let's say, contentment for the lives we live, the more we are at peace, and the more we bring peace into the world. So if we were to dive into the realization of our inconsequentiality, like how understanding that our smallness in the universe shapes our perspective on happiness and fulfillment, like from the book The Mountain Is You by Brianna Wiest, she would often delve into accepting the grandness of the universe and our place within it. And I think it really comes down to the fact that we're often confronted with a perspective shift that can we deeply influence our pursuit for happiness and fulfillment in the interconnections between acknowledging the grandeur of the universe and how we got here to understanding where we actually are in it. At first glance, acknowledging, you know, our insignificance might evoke feelings of uncertainty, unease, and quite a lot of discomfort, you know, saying that you're inconsequential in the grand scheme of the universe propelling us forward. However, the realization isn't meant to diminish our worth or impact. Instead, it serves as a catalyst for introspection and the journey toward understanding that our existence is but a speck in the vast tapestry of existence. But embracing insignificance opens ourselves up to the profound sense of freedom. It would liberate us from the burden of unrealistic expectations and societal pressures, allowing us to focus on what truly matters, the pursuit for authenticity and meaning in our lives. How can you not strive for the sun like Icarus if nothing holds you back? You're not worried about your wings melting around you. You will soar higher and higher the more freedom you have. With Brianna's insights in The Mountain Is You, she would encourage us to find solace in understanding that we may be small in the grand scheme of things, but our experiences and our emotions and our contributions hold immeasurable amount of significance to not only our narratives but those around us. It's the ripple, it is the butterfly effect. If I could suggest a book for you to read, it would be Manifest by Roxy Nafusi, or Dive Deeper, Manifest 2. By it's the follow-on to Roxy's award-winning book. But she gracefully articulates the essence of seeking authenticity and contentment in our lives. When we can find it in our personal existence, we are free to boundless opportunities that we allow the universe to give to us. We're not held back by the constraints of what society would expect from us, our parents, the expectations that are put on us by our constraints financially, emotionally. Her teachings would inspire us to look within, acknowledging that true happiness isn't found from the external validations or material possessions, but within the depths of our existence. So in a quest for genuine happiness in a universe where we are nothing but a grain of sand flying on the wind, how are we invited to explore the transformative power of embracing our true selves? Through self-discovery, that journey, where we can uncover the beauty in our vulnerabilities, our quirks, and our imperfections, we would encourage ourselves to shed the masks that we wear and embrace authenticity that resides within us. You know, striving to be your authentic self transforms our perception of life's values. It shifts our focus from chasing fleeting moments of pleasures to cultivating a sustainable sense of contentment that would be rooted in self-acceptance and fulfillment. You would find, you know, your way towards recognizing genuine happiness isn't a destination, but continuous practice, or as I like to say, the journey, the ongoing relationship with ourselves. But by emphasizing happiness in its truest form, we're not looking for sedation or for validation from an external form. We unlock a profound sense of purpose and meaning. And it's about honoring our experiences, embracing, you know, the highs and the lows, and finding gratitude in its simplest moments. So we need to remind ourselves that genuine happiness isn't elusive. It's a state of being that blossoms within. So if we can alleviate ourselves of certain external pressures in contemplating our, let's say, our place, and I guess the grand tapestry of life, of existence, it's easy to perceive ourselves as a mere thread within the larger tapestry. I mean, if we were to follow our existence, it might seem like very small in the grand scheme of things, but our journey towards self-fulfillment could carry immense power. Each step taken on your path towards contentment rather than divinity would emit waves of positivity that would touch the lives of everyone around us. I love referencing Mo Goddard's book Solve for Happy. His teachings often emphasize, you know, prioritizing our own well-being and inner peace to contribute to the collective shift in consciousness. the ripple effect, as he would call it, you know, the happiness equation for our individual journey turns to fulfillment, which stems into the interconnectedness of the human experience. As we cultivate contentment within ourselves, we radiate an energy that uplifts and inspires others around us. We're not drawn down by the value of expectation or the commitment to societal norms, our jealousy or hatred. Our actions and our words and even our presence could hold a potential to spark hope and kindness and joy into the lives of those we encounter. The emphasis, and I mentioned this in a previous episode about how our value as a human, as a person, no matter what our societal status, the amount of money in our bank, our race, our creed, our skin color, our orientation, what we cultivate is a profound impact of our existence within a collective of the human narrative. We are not born with the idea, you know, we want to cause pain. We are conditioned to justify certain actions. If we can take away or alleviate ourselves of this conditioning and we work solely on our fulfillment within ourselves, it would do an immense amount for your personal community, your close community, if not the wider. Our pursuit to contentment is not a solitary but intricately woven act in the fabric of humanity. By nurturing our own fulfillment, which does sound selfish, we inadvertently contribute to the wave of positivity that transcends boundaries and borders and will touch the hearts of others. I guess what I'm trying to say is, in a world that we are not going to live long, our life is fleeting. 100 years is nothing. If we can spend our life trying to be the best versions of ourselves, the happiest versions of ourselves, imagine one person doing this. One person trying to be their happiest version. You know, they're filled with peace and joy. They're trying to pursue that constantly. That might not have an impact. But what if it did, even on one person? That is now two people trying to live with peace and joy. That could go down to 4 people, then to 8, then to 20, then to 20,000, 20 million. The more we try to pursue the selfish act of being kind within ourselves and happy and fulfilled within ourselves, we radiate a peace towards ourselves and to our neighbors and our fellow man. The world would be a lot better if we were a lot better. What Mo Gadot usually teaches is the reminder that we might be a singular thread, and alone that may seem weak, but when you add that thread to another and to another, or it becomes a ripple, it can affect our contentment and potential weave a tapestry of positivity in the vast canvas of human experience. Because each single thread, though by itself might seem insignificant, together creates beauty. I was going so well. It made so much sense until it didn't. I hope it understands. I put up something recently on social media where I was talking about how I was happy with the insignificance of my life, and I'm going to try and live it to the best of my ability. And I was surprised with the comments I received back, because people thought I was being very detrimental to myself or degrading. And it was more so a case of I've accepted, and I think I've said this many, many, many times, is that eventually we will die and we will no longer be here. So with the short time we do have, we should try to make the most of it to better ourselves. That would then in turn help better humanity. And then this, this goes back to stuff that I've referenced with people like Gary Vaynerchuk and Simon Sinek, Mo himself, Brianna, is it's all about humility and knowing that no person is better than anyone else. And this transcends back to Emma Creed and what she was saying on the Jay Shetty On Purpose podcast. our value or the importance of our humility and to know our humility is the purpose of our existence. To explore the notion that while each individual might have a fleeting life, it holds immeasurable value, but no one's value is worth more than another person. Understanding that our existence is no more insignificant or significant than anyone else, and we are all equal, can foster the equality and the appreciation that everyone is also unique in their lives. If we are all equal, but no one is the same, what does that mean? And I genuinely ask you, dear listener, what does that mean to you? We are all equal in this grand scheme of life. But none of us will ever be equally the same. We are all individual.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Individuals, we are all unique. We all have our own hopes and dreams and aspirations and fears, and at times, prejudices. The only way you can live your unique, individual, equal way of life is by having a journey of self-acceptance, cultivating self-love for yourself. It could offer insights to developing a strong mindset rooted in existence as well, but emphasizing and embracing that our flaws and our strengths alike is pivotal for personal growth. To nurture self-love can only be provided by also having the courage needed to move forward without fear. I would encourage anyone to read Roxy's book Manifest, because it encourages the reader itself to propel themselves towards the life they want without fear. It might discuss the importance of stepping out of your comfort zone now and again, taking calculated risks, embracing opportunities without being shackled by the fear of failure, judgment. This mindset shift is pivotal and pursuing one's best life. And with the Discord that we do, we made this the November challenge. It's also part of our December challenge for mental health awareness, is where we try and step outside of our comfort zones in order to expand our mindsets and to grow and to realize we are strong enough to do things that might otherwise have made us feel insecure, especially around people. My personal challenge to myself was related to content, where I dressed up in a Santa suit in the gym. Now, I boast quite a lot of confidence, especially online. That is what I project to the world. What people do understand as well about me is that I am very much introverted and very reserved. So to have a bunch of people in the gym stare at some random half-assed bodybuilder wear a Santa suit, doing the exercises and posing and flexing, obviously caused me a loss of anxiety. But within myself, it was realizing this was the process that I needed to go through in order to not only expand my mindset, but in order to gather the content to make the funny videos that I wanted to make for the internet, to make a wider audience laugh, because that was the purpose of this goal. In order to do that, I needed to overcome this social, mental, and emotional hurdle that people might judge me, people might laugh at me, people might be callous towards me, or people might understand that this is the genuine person I am. That was my personal experience. Another one is now I'm documenting quite a lot of my cold trainings or my workouts or my meditations, just literally talking to camera and doing quite a lot of, let's say, I'd like to call them word vomit blurbs. But there was a time I never would have done that. But the only way I was able to develop on this was having a mindset shift to be able to pursue this avenue of the life I'm trying to cultivate. In essence, trying to inspire others to embrace themselves. And for me, it came down to embracing a humility and a vulnerability within myself. Acknowledging the value that, you know, my life was the same as other people's and that we were all equal. By cultivating self-acceptance and a love, individuals can propel themselves forward fearlessly, exploring opportunities and experiences that might align with their aspirations, living their best life. Now, I'm not saying being in a Santa suit is the end-all or be-all of living your best life, but for me to grow a genuine confidence and acceptance and nurture of myself and relationships with others, it actually genuinely helped. I want to reference Simon Sinek's Start With Why and Leaders Eat Last, where he talks about the concept of inspiring others by focusing on your why behind your actions rather than just the what or the how. So essentially, why was I in the gym dressed up as Santa? And at the end of the day, it came down to showing people that they can be themselves. You know, they can do stuff that they like. They don't have to be worried about those around them, especially in certain environments or scenarios. And I use the gym quite a lot as a space and a haven for this, because a lot of people are intimidated by the institution. And for personal reasons, I've often found the gym to be a haven or a sanctuary. It's not just a place where we sculpt muscle, but we also develop a strong mindset. We're all there to progress in some way, shape, or form. And a lot of people are intimidated by the aspect of development, because in the gym, it's not essentially you versus the weight, but that does come into play. It's you versus you and your mental fortitude and trying to callous your mindset to become stronger emotionally and mentally, to push yourself physically, to push past your limits. If I can reference the 12 principles, so the 12 rules of life by Jordan Peterson could be paralleled with the idea of fortifying your mindset. Like, the book's principles talk about the responsibility and pursuing meaningful goals, striving in order amidst the chaos of your life, of the world, and to guide you into fortifying mental resilience, despite our perceived inconsequentialities. These principles encourage taking control of our lives and striving to make a more positive impact. And then this goes back to Simon's concept of why, you know, resonating with the idea that even though we might feel small in the grand scheme of things, understanding that our purpose can drive us forward, aligning our actions and mindset into a clear purpose, we can make a difference no matter how seemingly insignificant our individual presence may appear. And that comes down to like the shifting of a mindset for impact. I mean, the amalgamation of these concepts emphasizes that despite our smallness in the grand scheme of the universe, our mindset is a very powerful tool. Cultivating a fortified mindset involves embracing discipline, understanding our purpose, i.e. Simon's why, and recognizing our actions. Though seemingly small, could have a ripple effect that would affect the grand scheme of things in an insurmountable way across the world. But you won't know until you try, and the only result can't be you have changed the world. Ultimately, the convergence of these ideologies, I guess it underscores like the importance of taking responsibility for our lives, to anchor ourselves in our actions, in our purpose, and what we want, and not being swayed by external forces or not having the external motivation and validation from others to propel us forward. We need to understand that even though we're small specks, even on the earth we are so small, our mindset and our actions can influence the world around us in such a profound way. And if we hold this power, we should do it for the betterment of humanity. I know now I often reference books over and over and over again. I find it very, very hard to actually give myself the time and the space to read more than what I already have, because I'll often go back on books I've already read to reread them to try and relearn certain concepts or certain motions or motives or insights that I thought I had learned and then obviously didn't. But I would like to reference The Mountain Is You by Brianna Wiest, and how she talks about the powerful insight of embracing realization of our smallness in life and how poignant it is for our place in the universe. I mean, amidst like existential quandary of feeling small, the benefits of cultivating a resilient mindset should shine through. Understanding that our insignificance doesn't have to hinder us, but rather it can serve as the catalyst that will push us forward. If you are so small that nothing is ever going to really affect you in the grand scheme of the universe, you are limitless in your potential. Acknowledging that our smallness is fully committing to living life to its largest. So if you were to think of how we understand feeling insignificant doesn't diminish our ability to live a vibrant and fulfilled life, it's about transcending the limitations that are sized in the grand cosmic design and recognizing that our actions and our experiences and connections have immeasurable value of our perceived smallness. It was a bit of an interesting episode. You are very small. I am very small. We're inconsequential, but we are the most powerful beings that we will ever be. But thank you for being here on this introspective journey with me today. So I want to remind you from the profound wisdom of The Mountain Is You, 12 Rules of Life, start with why. Finding insightful perspectives brought forth by these authors, they might interest you to take them on yourself. Manifest by Roxy Nafusi would be the highlight of this episode, and I would highly suggest for anyone to pick it up in your local bookshop or library. Or online. Sorry, I keep forgetting about ebooks. In contemplating life's inconsequentiality, you know, in the grand scheme, we find a paradox. While our individual existence may seem minute, the impact that we have on the world could be immense. Drawing teachings from these authors, from other influences in our lives, we can be encouraged to embrace our significance in contributing to the betterment of society. By trying to find and live a fulfilled life for ourselves and find true happiness and purpose, we will find peace. And that would be a ripple effect that would affect our communities and the wider world. If you can harness that power within, if I can harness the power within for a better existence, then there is no border that would be erected. The world would be such a more open and hospitable place. But until we come back to the journey of self-discovery next time, I hope I did not give you too much of existential dread. But your actions do reverberate. So make sure they reverberate with positivity and contribute to a more substantial and enriched existence for all. Take care, my friends. I hope you have a good day and the day you deserve. So it was with deep gratitude to every one of you for being here today. Your presence and engagement does mean the world to me. The fact that you are slowly working on better improvement for yourself, for the life you live, to find your happiness and your purpose. I'm truly thankful for your commitment to your own self-improvement and your dedication to cultivating a stronger, happier mindset. With that being said, I'd extend my heartfelt thanks for a comment, a like, a share, anything in this universe of social media, whichever platform you are currently listening to the This Is George podcast on. Thank you so much. Your efforts in spreading the message of positivity and transformation ripples through our community, touching lives and fostering a more resilient, empowered mindset for all. Remember to keep the step that we take towards being stronger, happier. It isn't just for ourselves. It is a gift that we offer to the world, a world that desperately needs compassion, resilience, and positivity, especially today. Your dedication towards your personal growth is not a selfish one. It, in the grand scheme of things, is probably one of the most selfless acts we can do. It is a beacon of hope and inspiration of others. As we continue this journey together, let's keep nurturing our minds and hearts, striving for a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Your commitment to living more fulfilled lives is not just commendable, it's inspirational. Thank you for being a part of this transformative quest. Until next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.